Our guest on this evening's Improvisations is Wadada Leo Smith, one of my favorite trumpeters and improvisational musicians out there. He'll be in town as part of the Big Ears Festival on March 31st. His performance is on April the 1st at 8:30 at the Bijou Theater with Vijay Iyer. They have a new recording coming out called A Cosmic Rhythm with Each Stroke, and you can order it now on iTunes. Hey, thanks so much for talking to us.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure.
So, according to your biography, you were born in Leland, Mississippi.
Yep, we call it Deep South.
What was that like growing up in Leland, Mississippi?
Well, it was pretty beautiful, to be frank. I lived in a community that was essentially segregated. Many of the problems that happened in communities was actually observed by people who kept watch over you. So it was a very secure community. They had lots of art and culture going on, from rain shout dances to like parades and ceremonials in churches and in graveyards. It was a pretty vibrant culture. And after getting the trumpet in the high school, I became part of some of those rituals and celebrations. So I would define my growing up in Mississippi and upbringing as a pretty secure and refined one.
When was the last time you were back in Leland, Mississippi?
I think probably maybe 6, 7 years or 8 years ago. I don't go there too often because, there's lots of the reasons. The food situation, I don't think is as good as it was when I was coming up, because a lot of fast food industries have kind of taken over the market. Hotels are not that tender. So I only go there every once in a while. My mother's very there, and so I go there, and grandparents, stuff like that. I go there mostly to kind of go and check their graves out.
When you're out touring around the world, what is the most unusual place someone came up to you and said, hey, I'm also from Leland, Mississippi? Or has that happened?
That happened in L.A. when I premiered my 10 Dream Summer. There was a lady who was approximately my age, maybe 2 or 3 years younger. She came up to me and said, do you remember me? And I said, no, I do not. And she said, well, I used to live in back of you, in the house in back of the street that you lived in. And I flashed about it in my head, and it came out. I did remember her then. And that's one of the most unusual things that have happened in terms of a location, coming from the town that I came up in and actually being part of the social and cultural aspect of that place.
And you're coming here playing a duo with Vijay Iyer. How did you two guys find each other, and what drew you to him as a musician?
Well, I knew Vijay before he became part of Golden Quartet. And Golden Quartet, the original member was Anthony Davis, Malachi Favors, and Jack DeJohnette. And I used to play in the Bay Area quite often during those early years of the 2000s. And he used to come to all those concerts, and we would always talk. He was always a beautiful person to talk to. And he would often give me examples of his work. When Malachi Favors passed away, I decided I would change the whole context of Golden Quartet, meaning that I would get a completely new band, because I wanted the Malachi Favors tenure in Golden Quartet to be unique and not trying to find a replacement for him, but actually developing a new band with the same name. So I pursued John Lindbergh and Ron Shelton Jackson and Vijay Iyer. And the thing that attracted me to Vijay was that he could play beautiful music in all kind of contexts, but he could play adagio pieces, slow pieces, pieces with like almost stationary motion. And that to me attracted me to his playing. I love the way he makes music. And so for those 5 years or 5.5 years he played in Golden Quartet, we often veered into the duo area, you see, with him and I, or Shannon and I, or John and I. It was one of the contexts of which the performers would produce. And so we already had that feeling, idea about this duet feeling. And also the Fender Rhodes. He started in my ensemble, I believe, is when he started the Fender Rhodes, because we use it in a number of performances and also on, Tablet, the album Tablet, with Shannon, John, and VJ, which was the first recording after I made that group. That band employed the Fender Rhodes in it. So it's been a continuous journey for us to connect. But in music, it's not just music that makes a connection real or unique. It's also the human sphere of interaction and also intellect and emotion. And for me, VJ is a very beautiful, creative, intelligent human being, one that shows great respect for everybody. I've watched him on the stage in many kinds of ways. I'm talking about the world stage. There's nothing like watching a person that's genuine and sincere when he deals with human beings and issues of crisis and things like that.
You're listening to Improvisations. We're talking with Wadada Leo Smith, who will be performing at Big Ears with Vijay Iyer. And we've been talking about Vijay Iyer. So let's listen to something from his brand new recording, which is quite nice. This is a track called Blood Count. It's a Billy Strayhorn composition. Vijay Iyer. We'll be back with Wadada Leo Smith in just a moment. Thank you. How did the recording sessions go for A Cosmic Rhythm with each stroke? And also, if you could tell me where that name came from. I love that name.
It came from the Miss Muhammad, the painter, who that particular suite represent. Her works, when we started talking about, well, actually, the first idea for the duet came when we was playing. I was doing a duet with VJ during his Stone residency in New York.
Right.
And right afterwards, while we were receiving applause, he whispered, "Hey man, would you like to do a duet?" And I said, "Yeah, man, I would love it." And then he immediately texted and got information that we could do it. And so even before I left the venue, I knew that we were going to do a duet. But Cosmic Rhythm and Every Stroke, that's the name of one of Miss Muhammad's paintings.
There definitely seems, at least the way I feel your music, is there's a very deep spiritual component to your creativity. Going back to Divine Love, even before that, how do you feel your spiritual path has informed your music over the years?
Well, I would say without guilt that it's an intimate connection, a connection that has been enhanced by study and research and practice. I've always, for some beautiful reason, engaged in the research of spirituality and religious traditions and philosophical ideas. And so just engaging in that way, it makes a beauty of actually having this something, not something that's attached to me or applied to me, but that's something that I've practiced all my life and something that's been a part of me all my life. And I didn't pick it up for any kind of a fad or any kind of a movement. At the age of 12 or 13, I had already engaged in ideas about the Christian Bible through my Sunday school lessons. And I interact with questions and debates about those systems. But the lead, where I'm leading now, is to tell you that at the age of 13 or 12, I read Marcus Aurelius' Meditation, which had a profound effect on me. And if anybody knows Marcus Aurelius, he was a Roman emperor, but he was also a man of spirituality. And his Meditation is about that. So it showed me that this idea of doing what you have to do as part of your world journey, you could also carry forth this idea about your spiritual journey and be able to fulfill both of them without limitation. So at the same time of 12, I started composing. And the beautiful thing about it, I didn't go and ask any of my teachers, "Can you teach me composition? Or can you teach me how to compose?" No. I just started composing by discovering how notes, how they work together, what kind of weight one note has against another note. From that moment on, that's been my engagement for developing pieces of music. I don't do it because I have had the expert knowledge rolled into me by some teacher. It's been rolled into me by my experience. Thank you.
Just a short sample there from Leo Smith's Divine Love. He's now known as Wadada Leo Smith. That was a track called Spirituals, The Language of Love. He is our guest on this evening's improvisations. We've been talking about composition. How do you explain to a young composer that you're trying to help? Now, let me rephrase that question. So if you're talking to a young composer, how much do you actually want to help them, you know, directly? Do you just more want to inspire them, or do you want to give them tips? How do you answer those kinds of questions?
I work like this. First, I try to find out what it is they're interested in working on and how they intend to do it. And usually that eliminates a lot of misdirections. And then once I discover that, then I try to figure out how I'm going to be able to help this person. And normally it's done through both inspiration, but also I show them my practice, how I set my scores up, how I research my scores, how I look for material, how I use instruments. I show them that, but I show them that to encourage them that my way is special to me and that they should find that way that's special to them. Right. And usually when they go back and they work on a few things and they come back and they show it to me, then I can actually truly direct them towards discovering themselves.
Well, Wadada Leo Smith, we are really excited that you're coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. You're playing in my favorite music venue, the Bijou Theater. So,
I am excited too. I'm looking forward to making great music there with BJ and also having some of that beautiful Southern food. I love it.
We'll make sure you get some. We're not going to take you to any fast food places.
I know you're not. All right. Peace and have a beautiful time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And bye-bye now.
Our guest again on this evening's improvisations, trumpeter and composer Leo Wadada Smith. He'll be performing at the Big Ears Festival in the duet format with Vijay Iyer. He may be playing other places. We'll find out. We're going to finish off this set with just a sample from the recording you mentioned, Lake Biwa. This is a track called A Full Moon, Pure Water Gold.